Finally, a few words on the passing of Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of former senator, former vice presidential nominee, and presidential candidate John Edwards. She died last week at the age of 61. Funeral services were held Saturday. She's survived by Mr. Edwards, from whom she was estranged, and three children. After all the ugliness that came after the 2008 campaign, and unbeknown to most, during the campaign, when John Edwards was already carrying on the affair that would destroy his marriage, it's easy to forget what came before. John Edwards was one of the very few candidates to make fighting poverty a central and explicit concern. And although many people then questioned and still question the sincerity of that interest, not to mention the viability of his proposals, there is no question that he was really one of the few that put poverty front and central in his presidential campaign. There's also no question that it's a risky thing to do for somebody who really wants to win a campaign to represent people who are not themselves poor. Many credit Elizabeth Edwards with pushing her husband to take and stick with those bold positions. And there's also no question that her own willingness to air her private struggles struck a chord deeper and stronger than any political campaign, even though she was very much a political figure. Can I just tell you, after all this time, this country still doesn't know quite what to do with political wives? Which may be one reason we can't bring ourselves to elect a woman president, because what on earth would we do with a political husband? Political wives are damned if they do and damned if they don't. Damned if they're modeled tall and thin and coiffed. Damned if they are not, as Elizabeth Edwards readily admitted, she was not. They are damned if they put their own careers on hold or walk away from them entirely to support their husbands, and damned if they won't, or at least make it clear that they don't want to. They are damned if they are smart and tough, as she so obviously was, and they are damned if they feel a need to downplay just how smart and tough they are. Which is to say, it's still not easy for a political wife to find her own voice. And despite her two bestsellers and a less than flattering portrayal of her elsewhere, I still find myself wondering exactly how she did find that voice. How did she live out such a hard time, and it was a hard time, in such a public way, and still make something inspiring out of it? If you think about it, hers was not an easy road at all. She was trained as a lawyer, but for a long time essentially made her husband's career her own. And as many know, that's not always easy to do. She was part of the squeeze generation, caring for both children and an elderly parent at the same time. She, along with her husband, had become quite wealthy over the years, but in her public life, focused on the issues that matter most to the people who have the least. And she was a person who had suffered terrible losses, not just of her first son, but the loss of her own health and privacy. I did not know Elizabeth Edwards well at all, but I did want to talk about a discussion forum that I moderated in which she was one of the participants. And I want to tell you that this was after it became public knowledge that her husband had had an extramarital affair, and after it became known that her cancer was not curable. The event had been organized long before the adultery allegations had been known, so when they did become known, I was not certain she would show up. I would certainly have understood if she had decided not to. I just did not know how I was going to fill the time if she didn't. The organizers assured me she was coming, and lo and behold, she did. I took her aside before the event and I said, "Listen, there's no getting around this. People are going to want to know how you're doing, so why don't we just start there?" And she just said, "Okay." And when it came time for the questions, I just said, "How are you?" And she gave a brief but detailed and very candid answer. The whole place literally went wild. So I got to see one example of what she meant to other people and why people hung on her every word. And even now, as someone very close to me is struggling with breast cancer, I can honestly say I don't feel as panic-stricken as I know I would have if I had not been exposed to her take-it-as-it-comes approach. But the part I never got was, how did she manage to do it? How did she manage to lay bare so many things that hurt so much and still make people feel it was going to be okay? One more thing I wanted to mention. There was a small dinner before the event when everybody who was going to talk was being introduced and said a few words. When it was her turn, she used her time to thank the kitchen and serving staff. She said something like, "I know how hard this job is, so I want to thank you." No, Elizabeth Edwards, thank you. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.